You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Sedgwick County employs more than 2,700 people to run its services and departments. One worker has achieved a milestone no one else has reached. He has a perfect work attendance record. KMUW's Deborah Shar caught up with Rodney Pelly during his shift at the juvenile detention facility.
Mayhawcliffe.
Rodney Pelly is the kind of corrections worker who gets the kids he supervises. At 56, he's one of the oldest on duty at the juvenile detention facility. He's able to connect with young offenders through his life experience.
10-4.
Pelly grew up in East St. Louis, Illinois, at a time when the city was in crisis. He ran around with youth street gangs. He witnessed teen violence and saw how fast a star high school athlete can end up in prison.
I give a lot of credit to some of the older gang members who didn't allow me to get in trouble. When they went to do something negative, they pushed us away. And I feel more blessed now about that when we look at it, me and my brothers, because I could have been caught up in a lot of things in East St. Louis at that time.
What also saved Pelly from a life in crime were his parents.
The main thing was being at school on time, and my dad and my mom always pushed, if you got to be somewhere, be there 10 minutes early.
And his athletic ability. He started track and field at 10 and went on to earn a spot on a college team.
I had great coaches in East St. Louis who made a big difference in my life. I have three brothers. We all ended up with track scholarships to get out of East St. Louis.
Pelly learned early that showing up brings success in sports, school, and work. He's a consistent presence for the 10 to 18-year-olds who are awaiting court hearings or placement into residential correctional facilities. These kids don't often have a role model in their lives like Pelly, who is a good example of dependability, accountability, and working hard.
We're going to enter Alpha Housing Unit now. Side 1 is where my coworker Mike's working. I'm on side 2, and that's where I just had a lot of different issues.
Pelly broke up a fight earlier, and several teenage boys are now on lockdown in their rooms for the rest of the day.
You okay, John?
Love you, John.
Yep, love you, John.
The rest of the teens assigned to this dorm, 5 boys, are in the common area, watching TV while they eat lunch. They are on a short break from their classes down the hall. Pelly made sure he praised the boys for staying out of the fight.
I want to thank you for everything you've done today, and I hope we continue being positive for the rest of your day and the rest of your shift, and I'm quite sure I'll see you tomorrow.
Pelly has not missed a shift due to illness in 28 years working for Sedgwick County. The times he wasn't feeling great, like when he had strep throat, happened to come on planned days off. He uses vacation days for a mental break from work, and tries to schedule appointments and activities for when he's off the clock. So his sick time keeps accumulating.
Knowing I got it is a blessing, but if I don't need it, it's even more of a blessing.
Pelly is the only Sedgwick County employee with a perfect work attendance record. His work ethic makes a big difference in the high turnover juvenile corrections world. His boss says unplanned leave is a big deal, because facilities run 24/7 with 3 shifts to cover and a state-mandated staff ratio. Stephen Stonehouse, Sedgwick County's Deputy Director of Juvenile Services, says that's why running short on staffing is not an option.
Because whenever somebody's gone, then somebody else has to work extra. So that doesn't happen with Rodney. He's usually the one filling in for somebody else.
That last check would be 27, Billy. Last check, 27 on side 1, Alpha.
The young people Pelly supervises at the detention facility are usually only there a short time. Some kids leave within days or weeks, but a few remain for months because they are charged with serious crimes. The teen boys in this dorm described Pelly as a father figure who tries to encourage positive thinking.
Mr. Pelly has been a great CO ever since I've been here, and he's a great man, and he helps us out a lot in a positive manner, and he's helping us get our education and get out of here and stay on track.
In addition to his detention shifts, Pelly also teaches anger management classes and is involved in a workplace anti-bullying program. Retirement is still at least 6 years away, he says.
Every day I come, it's going to be something different, and I love that in this job, and I love the challenge of knowing that. And sometimes I feel the passion of coming to work is my coworkers want to go home. They did their shift.
When he was hired by Sedgwick County years ago, Pelly said he would do whatever it takes to make sure his position would never have to be filled again. So far, he's lived up to that promise.
You want to work the 22nd?
Yes, sir.
For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Ashar.
Okay.